Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has reiterated his opposition to an inquiry into the banking sector. Mr. Turnbull says other issues, including same-sex marriage and citizenship, must be national priorities.
We have made it very clear that we are not going to establish a Royal Commission, and the reason for that is simply because we want to get on with the job now.
Latest Essential Research polling shows voters overwhelmingly support a sweeping bank inquiry. Just 12% opposed a Royal Commission, while nearly 3 out of 4 want it. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Mr. Turnbull needs to expand his priorities.
The Australian people, I think, do not understand why Malcolm Turnbull is fighting so hard to protect the banks. He doesn't fight hard for a first-class NBN. He doesn't fight hard to make sure schools are properly funded. He doesn't fight hard for Medicare. He doesn't fight hard to restore people's penalty rates. But somehow, when it comes to the banks, the big four banks, then all of a sudden, Turnbull shows some uncharacteristic courage and will fight tooth and nail to defend them.
But Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop argues an inquiry would offer false hope. Ms. Bishop says a Royal Commission or inquiry, depending on its powers, won't recover compensation or resolve disputes.
These commissions of inquiry can take months, even years, and so I don't want the Australian government to be holding out a false hope to people who think that they will get compensation or have their dispute resolved as a result of such an inquiry.
Ms. Bishop says an inquiry could also pose a threat to confidence in the sector, particularly internationally.
We need a robust and strong banking and finance sector, and we need to project that reputation around the world to ensure we maintain international confidence in our banking and finance sector.
National Senator Barry O'Sullivan wants to set up a broad inquiry with similar powers to a Royal Commission. However, debate on his bill won't start until the Senate votes on laws to enable same-sex marriage, expected late on Wednesday or Thursday. Even if the bill passes the Senate this week and the lower house next week, the government would still have to agree to fork out the money for its 3 commissioners and operating costs. Nationals MP George Christensen is a confirmed supporter, launching an online petition and website to build public backing. The Nationals will discuss the issue in their party room next Monday, ahead of a joint meeting with Liberal colleagues. Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says it's the right of the party room to bring up these issues. But Liberal frontbencher Christopher Pyne has issued a stern warning to Nationals pushing for a banking inquiry. Mr. Pyne's told the ABC it's important for coalition members to focus on unity.
My message to all my colleagues is that disunity is death. And if anyone thinks that they are going to do well by creating disunity, they don't do so. I've been in Parliament for a quarter of a century. I can tell you that when parties are disunited, they lose.
But Mr. Shorten says at this stage, the coalition has little unity to lose.
Let's be upfront here. The government and its members are running around like a bunch of headless chooks. They're so busy fighting each other. And the reason why they're all fighting each other is because there is a vacuum of leadership at the top.